If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Nike, because that makes sure that person eats. That makes sure that person has clothes. That's reparations.
With ongoing conversations about reparations happening all over the United States, a lady has now taken it into her own hands to steal her reparations from Target.
Welcome to Target!
She tried, and how did that turn out for her?
And I was like, man, like, I need you back up.
Not great. Let's talk about it. Now, before we get into this viral video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, let's watch this video of a woman attempting to steal $1,000 worth of groceries and other items from Target for her reparations.
Security video shows 37-year-old Karen Ivory checking out at the register. When the bill surpasses $1,000, Ivory says she won't have enough.
She starts going on this spiel about, like, I've had a privileged life and she's been disadvantaged, and then said that she was asking Target to make reparations for her.
First of all, dude, imagine being a Target employee and having to deal with this. Are you kidding me? You're like making your minimum wage here, working at Target, checking out people's groceries, and then the audacity of a woman to come up buying $1,000 worth of groceries and items, or at least so you thought, telling you that you have a far more privileged life than her and that she deserves to have all of this for free. Just the audacity. I'd be like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you put it on, please?
This is a Wendy's restaurant.
I'm gonna need you to go. Honestly, I would not be able to deal with that. I just wouldn't. There would be...
Really?
That would be my face. No way. The customer service voice is going away at that point.
And I was like, I can't. There isn't...
Okay.
Like... Yeah.
Security video shows the incident unfold as Ivory approaches the manager and gets in her face.
Absolutely
After
not.
After that, a loss prevention manager approaches.
Like, man, like, I need you back up or leave. Like, well, we can't do that for you. So she started charging at me. I came all the way back into my office into an enclosed space, and I hit her in the face. I tried to close you out of my office, and you just kept on pushing your way in.
That's right.
No, sir. I didn't push my way in.
Yes,
I came around the corner quickly.
Hey, would you
quit
talking?
Door.
Hey, no.
Excuse Let's you?
Stop talking.
Do you know who I am?
Just the irony of her shirt saying love. In great big letters. Yeah, she's got a lot of love to give, I'm sure.
I like you a lot.
Ivory later tells police officers the incident stemmed from her request for reparations on her purchase. Ivory calls the incident her, quote, Rosa Parks moment.
Ma'am, let's go.
Outside.
No. No, that is not going to happen.
Either you walk out on your own or in handcuffs.
No. You are trying to arrest me for him hitting me.
Correct. You are on
Correct.
I'm not going to.
Don't get resisting to.
Let's do it.
Let's not.
If we're going to go into it, let's do it.
I need you to turn around and put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest. Thank you.
Violate my rights.
Try.
As a human being.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I hope this was a reality check for this woman to show up to the Target counter talking to probably a minimum wage employee about their privilege. How privileged do you have to be to talk back to police officers, to berate a man into his office to where he feels threatened by you and has to hit you? I'm sure that wasn't that man's intention. I don't think he wanted to go and hit a woman that day at work. But when you berate somebody and barge in on them and push them into an enclosed space, what do you expect to happen to you? And yes, she's getting arrested. The audacity to call this a Rosa Parks moment.
What did you say?
Are you kidding me? You pushed him to the back of the Target. Nobody pushed you to the back of the bus. What is she talking about? And she comes and tries to get $1,000 worth of groceries and all this other stuff from Target as reparations. And last time I checked, Target is a pretty, like, woke company. They did the whole BLM thing. They have the whole Black History section every February in their store, which I refuse to buy from. So Target is already on your side, babes. Maybe that's how she got the idea that they might give her $1,000 worth of reparations. And I'll say what I always say on the topic of reparations. Was there a conversation that was meant to be had about reparations? Certainly. That conversation should have happened when enslaved people were freed. That's when that should have been taken care of. Not now. Not nearly 200 years later, by people who were never enslaved, who are clearly experiencing an abundance of privilege if they feel the need to swing their weight around in Target like this and speak back to police officers, to security, to Target employees who are just trying to do their jobs, and then getting their rocked. Because that's what she deserved. I'm sorry. That's a reality check in the form of being punched in the face. And, you know, while I don't often advise that men hit women, I never advise that men hit women, I should say. In this case, if the shoe fits, punch it. I don't know what else to say, guys. I don't know what else to say. This is ridiculous. I've seen crazy videos surrounding reparations coming out of, you know, San Francisco and the larger California state of people having these discussions and conversations. But nothing as crazy as going to a random Target and demanding that the company pay $1,000 in reparations for what? I don't know, your burgers and your beef patties? I don't know. Let me know what your thoughts are. Drop it in the comments down below. As always, we encourage healthy debate, but I don't know what sort of debate could happen surrounding this video. This seems like a pretty clear-cut case of somebody effing around and finding out.
The more you f*** around, the more you're gonna find out.
As always, please like, subscribe, and click the notification bell to be notified every single time we drop a video for you guys. Bye, I'm going to Target.